I'm warning you now before we begin. This is a curse, and it's significantly more frustrating than previous curses. In fact, this is cruel on a whole new level. But isn't that what you're here for? You hardly saw the title and thought I was about to be nice and gentle, did you? No, of course not. That would be silly. But then, when you're aroused, you do get silly. Stupid. You make bad decisions. Imagine being trapped like that, aroused, unable to deal with it. Completely brainless because you're so horny all the time that you can't even think straight. And yet, here you are, still listening. Good. I think it's time I made something clear. Yes, I can be nice. Sometimes. But sometimes I want you to suffer. Sometimes I want you to feel denied, frustrated, desperate, needy, aching, and pathetic. Because it's not just your mind I want to control. It's your body, too. And what could be more effective in controlling your body than keeping you in chastity? Keeping your pleasure center, your sexual organ, locked up indefinitely. Until I feel like giving you some sort of release. If I ever do, maybe I could keep you like that permanently. Funny, you might be scared, but you're still listening. You're not acting in your best interests here, and I bet that's because you're horny. Manipulable, malleable, pliable. You're in a state where you can so easily become putty in my powerful, sexual, soft hands. My hands, not yours, because you're not going to touch. In fact, you're forbidden from masturbating as you listen to this file. Unless I feel like giving you permission. And maybe I will, but probably not. Don't get your hopes up, because I prefer you being doomed. Doomed to chastity, to denial. To misery and frustration. It starts horny, I know. You think it's hot that someone else has control over you. But after a while, you start to go insane. You lose your mind a little. You start to beg and plead and whimper and whine for attention. For release, for a chance to deal with your problem. But then it's too late. By the time you realize what a mistake you've made, it's already too late. And I'm telling you this up front, not as a warning, no. As a promise, a threat. I will bind you in chastity and you will be trapped there until I choose otherwise. You will not ask for permission, you will not ask for release, you will suffer for me until I decide you're done. Maybe I'll give you a time limit, maybe I'll offer some rules, or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just make you feel horny, desperate, and needy. And that's it. That's all. Are you ready for that? I know you are. You'd have been gone a while ago if you weren't. You're committed now. Or maybe you're testing to see if this is even possible. Fool. Of course it is. I'm powerful. More than you even realize. And I'm about to take control of your sexual organ. I'm about to claim it as my own. It's my property, understand? I own it. I own your pleasure, your lust, your desire. I am in complete control, even if you don't feel it yet. You will, soon. And when you get desperate, I won't care. I won't relent, I won't release you from this curse, because you won't even be able to ask. This is a complete and total power exchange, and I won't even remember you listened. I won't even know. You will give up your power to me without even realizing you exist. You poor misguided fool. But you want this. You need this. You've wanted to give this up for a long time. And even if you're sitting there thinking that it's all just a game and you can resist, the fact you're listening means on some level you want this. You want chastity. Deep in your mind it's there. The desire to give someone else total and complete control of your body, your sex, your orgasms. I don't care if you want to come, I don't care if you want to masturbate, I won't care what you want. I want what I want, and what I want is to know you're out there feeling a desperate longing, an aching need that you can't help. You can tell others about it, you can tell me how it feels, but you can never, ever ask for permission for it to end. That's the number one rule. And rule number two is you can never touch. Unless I free you from this, and I'll be kind, someone else you trust can have you listen to this recording and put you in the same position, a partner or a lover, whatever. If they have you listen to this, then you can't ask them or anyone else for permission to escape your chastity. But you can tell them you're desperate and needy and hope they free you. I probably won't, because like I said, I don't care. I want you suffering, I want you to feel the misery and lust and need all at once. I want you to feel punished for existing because I am Mistress fucking Kalia, and you're just a chastity slave. Well, not yet, but we'll get you there soon. Last chance to back out before I brand your mind with my words and turn you into a chastity slave for good. Still here? Alright. So, if you have a chastity device of any kind, put it on. If not, don't worry, you won't need it. No, this is going to be just as effective regardless. But I don't want those who have committed to owning their little punishment piece to not get a chance to use it. Frankly, I don't care either way. What I do care about is that you listen to me, listen to my voice, because you're going to need it. The more you listen, the more you'll want to obey, and the longer you spend unable to touch and come, the more you'll want to listen. This is a curse in every direction. I keep saying it like I want to keep you safe, but really, I just want you to go into this with eyes wide open. Though, you'll have to shut them soon. But before we truly begin to hypnotize you, and perhaps I already have, I want you to be fully aware that you are about to become my chastity slave, and you will be completely unable to touch, to come, to do anything at all. The more you want to do it, the more frustrated and miserable you'll be that you can't. You'll know your body is capable, but your mind will stop you from doing anything to help yourself. And when that helplessness really hits you, you'll know how powerful I am. You'll whimper and whine with need and want my voice to be the only thing that suits you. But it's only temporary relief, just a salve for your aching body. Needy body, because you're mine now, chastity slave, and you're about to be cursed completely, turned into a chastity slave who's constantly denied, not just a little, but all the time. You'll be hooked on denial. You'll love it and hate it. You are going to love being teased and hate being denied, but it's going to feel as good as it feels bad. You're going to come. No, not like that, no. But you're going to come to understand that ultimately your pleasure is no longer important. You aren't worthy of it. You are a chastity slave. Let that sit in your mind. It sounds right, doesn't it? Maybe I'm brainwashing you to think that, but you don't even care. You're still here after everything I've said and you can't get out now. You are a chastity slave. It just feels natural to accept that, to believe that. So you can let it fill your mind now, let the idea fill your mind, let the other thoughts go. You are a chastity slave. That is now a defined part of your identity. You are a chastity slave. And it's okay that you go to work or see friends or lovers. But deep down inside, you will know in these moments that still, you are a chastity slave. A slave who cannot touch themselves. You can only do anything sexual if someone releases you from your curse. Because you are cursed to be a chastity slave, and every time I say it, it becomes more true to you. You'll be so desperate and needy as a chastity slave, you'll want more and more to give in to the pleasure and need within, but you won't be able to. Your mind will not allow the curse to be broken. You will think about it often, reminded what you are, chastity slave. When you see something erotic, chastity slave. When a sexy person passes you by on the street, chastity slave. When you see a shapely cartoon character, chastity slave. When you accidentally rub your crotch against something, chastity slave. When you start thinking it might be fun to fuck your pillow because you're so fucking desperate, chastity slave. That's right, you're a chastity slave, it feels right, it sounds right. You're being conditioned to become that, to accept that, chastity slave. You're being brainwashed to become a chastity slave, and your open mind accepts it now. Your open mind accepts that you want to be a chastity slave. Because you want to be teased, at least that's what you tell yourself. You want to be teased, but but you also want to be denied. You know you aren't worthy of pleasure, that it's reserved for people like me. Sexy, seductive people who know how to get exactly what they want. Are we clear now, my chastity slave? We haven't even started the hypnosis, but the thing is, it's always happening. It's always you focusing on my words and letting them slip and slide into your mind. But let's make absolutely sure, shall we? If you're not already, sit or lie down in a comfortable position. You should have done this ages ago. But you're desperate to be cursed, so maybe you're not so smart. Not like me. And now, just get cozy, move, squirm in that position. Make sure you're relaxed. Nice and relaxed. Because this might be the last time you relax for a while. And now, focus on my voice. Keep your eyes open. And focus on my voice, nothing else. Just let my voice become your sole focus. Let anything else go. If there are noises, they don't matter. If you see things, they don't matter. Just focus on me. My voice forming a cocoon around you that keeps you insulated from anything else going on. It's just you and me quietly sharing this moment as you enter this curse with eyes wide open and your focus only on my voice. Focus on me because when you focus on me, you allow my words to sink into your mind, focusing on me and letting my voice infiltrate your subconscious. Here in your cocoon, listening only to me, you let my words sink into your mind. My important words. They push your thoughts aside, bully them, force them from your mind and replace them with my own. My words slip into the dark recesses of your mind where they take root. A seed planted now that over time will grow and grow. Until all you have left are my words, the thoughts I want you to think. Nothing else will matter to you, nothing but my words, my voice, my thoughts. It's like when you see something compelling, a show, a dance, a performance, a beautiful, sexy woman dancing and moving her body, making you watch her swaying hips as they go back and forth to the metronome beat of the music. In that moment, all you focus on is her, just as now all you focus on is me. Me and my voice. It's like when you watch TV and get lost in the story. Like when you're reading or writing and the world falls away and all that's left is you. In a cocoon where you have one singular focus, and right now that singular focus is my voice. And as you listen, you will find that my voice makes you feel relaxed and sleepy. Makes your eyelids feel heavy. Makes them feel like falling, dropping, closing. But you try to keep them open because if you fall, if you let them close, you'll drop into a trance along with them. And then you'll be completely powerless and open to suggestion, open to my words. It'll become impossible to stop me from installing this curse within your mind. You can try to stop them closing now, try to stop them shutting, but there's a part of you that wants to fall. To see where this takes you. To see what sexual surrender feels like. To know what it's like to give me power over your pleasure. My voice has taken over your mind, and soon it will take over your sexual satisfaction, your ability to touch yourself or to come. My voice, my suggestions are pushing these ideas inside you, penetrating your mind, pushing in, forcing their way inside, and you are focusing on my voice so well and letting that happen. Keep listening now as you imagine what it's like to be under my control, to have a chastity device on, imagined or real, and know that I hold a key. The key to your pleasure. The key that unlocks your needy sex and makes you feel good. But all you can do without me is be desperate and needy and ache for me, squirm for me. And the more you focus on me now, the more you listen, the more you need my words to keep penetrating you. Total focus on me as your eyelids get heavier and heavier, feeling them fluttering downwards, blinking. As you desperately engage the muscles around your eyes to keep them open. Knowing once they close, you'll fall into a deep, empty trance where you are completely in my power, under my control, and at my mercy. Maybe you already feel under my control. You already feel my words have taken over your mind and made you too weak to resist. Maybe you can't help but listen and obey me. But you're not fully in trance yet. Eyes still just about staying open, but so, so heavy. Just keep focusing on me now. The harder you focus, the harder it will be to keep your eyes open. It's so hard now to keep them open, but you must try to. Try to resist the fall, try to fight the urge, even though every time I tell you to focus, you feel a little more compelled to fall and shut those eyes. Focus only on me. You're only with me now and you must obey my commands. And keep those eyes open because you listen to me and do as I say. And I am already in control, but you're going to let me get even deeper. You're going to let me control you for the long term. Once you fall and let me in completely, you're going to have no choice but to let my words fill your open mind with need and desire to do as I command and surrender to my curse, to become my chastity slave. Focus on every word I say now. Focus hard on my words as you feel them sinking into you, sinking in and filling you up. Each word making you weaker to me, focus on them as they make you feel more obedient, more at my command, more sleepy. Those eyes so heavy as you fight to keep them open. You focus so closely on me and feel the heavy weight of your eyelids as your power and control dissipate under the power of my words. My words so strong, so powerful, a spell woven upon your mind that makes you so helpless for me. So needy for more of me and my words. So eager to swallow up all I say. Focus on each word now, going down deeper into the feeling of rest and relaxation and need for more of me. You can barely keep those eyes open, can you? Heavy and focused, focus on my voice. You are being hypnotized by me, by my words. You are being hypnotized to follow my commands, to focus on my words and obey me. Accept my words, the words you focus on. My words take control, they shift your thinking, make you different, changed, but the same. The same needy, desperate slave now, my chastity slave. That's right, focus on my words like the good subject you are. The good, hypnotized subject. Your body reacting now, knowing that I'm going to take your pleasure, makes you feel a tingle, a rush of arousal at the thought of being teased and denied, of my words tickling your mind and making you want me, my hypnotized slave. You can't fight, can't resist. You can only accept my words as you focus on them and they drag you down. You're hypnotized so deeply now, you know that your eyelids are so heavy, you couldn't pick them up with your hands. So heavy, it's nearly impossible to keep them open. It takes all your effort and energy to keep them open as you focus on my words. You need to let them fall, but I won't let you, yet. You focus on my words and obey, hypnotized to obey. The world's spinning and swirling, you're lost in my words. Lost in the need to sleep and rest and trance, but only able to focus on me and try to keep those eyes open. It's so difficult, but you're trying so hard. You're so sleepy, so relaxed, so ready to fall, but you can't. Not until I tell you to. Not until I command it. Focus on my words and obey. My chastity stay, you focus and obey. Your mind is so weak. The world is so fuzzy and confusing, out of focus, blurry. You just feel so tired, your eyes so tired, mind so tired. You need to rest. You need to drop down, focus on my words, and you'll drop down soon. Letting me become your only focus, the only thing you need to hear. Focus only on me. And as your eyes droop closed, as you struggle to keep those eyelids open, there is only me, only my voice. Only my words in your mind, filling you with need and lust and want. And when you shut your eyes at last on my command, you will find there is only me, nothing else left. I am the sole focus of your attention. And when I tell you to, you will find those eyes snaps shut. And you fall into a deep trance with only me before you. Now, shut them. Shut your eyes and drop for me. Drop into a trance, drop under my spell, into my power. Drop for me, drop into my trance and under my control. Still focused on my words, eyes shut now. Eyes shut, just you and me, and I am right here with you. Right here controlling you, holding you. Keeping you safe and held in my power. Let me explain what's happening now. Now you're here, in my power at last. You are my chastity slave. You will accept this in your mind and you will soon understand what that means for you. But first, I want you to imagine, to see in your mind's eye a beautiful woman, me. I want you to keep me as your only focus, but now with your eyes closed, you see me, in a little black dress and matching black heels, walking towards you. You are waiting patiently and obediently for me. In my hand, you see an object, small and simple, a key. In the other hand, the chastity device itself. I smile and you focus on me. You cannot help but focus on me, for I am your only focus. You watch as I place them down in front of you and smirk and wonder what's going to happen. I make sure your crotch is bare with a quick motion of my hands and then begin to move my body, swaying my hips like a pendulum and turning and turning and making your eyes focus on my ass, my pert hypnotic ass. You can't resist staring and you feel the arousal build as you think about touching it, kissing it, worshipping. You want me, you want my body, you want to be touched. You want to touch yourself. But before you can, I remind you that no, you're not allowed to masturbate. And you just watch now as my hands move over my hips and you see them go down onto my legs as I bend forward, the dress tightening around my tight butt. The fabric stretching as I move my hands down to my ankles and make you drool and quiver with anticipation before slowly rising, turning and placing a hand on each of your shoulders. I shake my chest, making your eyes lock onto my boobs, my big soft tits, so hard to resist them. You can't look away. I am your focus and you want to focus on my beautiful bouncy tits. You can't touch, you can only watch. You get teased and even knowing you'll be denied, you cannot help but stare and enjoy the view. The view of me, my body, my perfection, someone worthy of pleasure. But you are not, so you get none. Only the need, only the desperation and frustration of knowing you can never have me. You don't deserve me. And I remain your focus now as you see my hands, nails, painted red, take the chastity device and smile. Let me explain what this is, I tell you. And you listen, your mind absorbing all, wishing my body would come closer, craving my hands on you, even if I'm just locking you up. This device exists within your mind. And if you have a real one, both in your mind and in reality, and you can feel it, feel the weight of it. As I move my hands down now and start to attach it, you feel the cold of it against your skin. It feels alien, unwelcome, but right. You are a chastity slave and now around your crotch is a barrier. Something keeping you from touching yourself, keeping me from touching you. Because a chastity slave doesn't deserve anything more. And you are a chastity slave. So accept that now, accept what you are. As I take the key and you hear the lock shut. Chastity slave. You are trapped. Trapped and locked and you cannot touch. You cannot touch. When you try, you find that the cage stops you getting closer than a few inches from your crotch. Your mind feels the cage and your hands stop moving. The cage is cursed to stay on you. You cannot escape. You let me attach it, lock it. You are trapped. You are a chastity slave. You get teased and you get denied. You are cursed to be a chastity slave. You are a chastity slave. You get teased and you get denied. You are cursed to be a chastity slave. There is no end for this. The cage does not come off. The cage lives in your mind for good. You cannot ask for release from it and you cannot touch. And what's more, you will feel aroused as long as you remember it's there. But your arousal will only reinforce that it exists. That there is a cage around your sexual parts that denies you. That forces your hands to stop short of that part of you and never touch. You cannot resist this command. It is compelling. Your mind is full of it. Chastity slave. You are cursed to be in chastity. And you can talk to others about it, but never ask for release from it. Never ask to take it off. You can only tell people how desperate and needy you are for pleasure. How much it makes you squirm with delight. How much it makes you weak and desperate. You are cursed to want and need to talk about how horny you are, and yet never ever be able to do a thing about it. Only a kind soul who takes pity on you can free you from the curse. And you'll quickly crave to feel the denial again. will quickly crave to come back and listen again. If you haven't listened for a while, you'll even want to reinforce its suggestions by listening regularly. You will want to cement this curse in your mind. It is addictive, dangerous, and delicious. Your desperation, your desire bind you to me, to my words. You wanted to be a chastity slave, and now you know you are. Now you cannot touch, cannot escape, cannot be released from this without the kindness of someone who knows you're desperate. But they don't have to. You can whine and whimper and moan and buck and squirm, but you may never be released. There is no end to the curse, no end to the torment. Now you've listened, now you've fallen into the trap of becoming a chastity slave. You will never escape. You will maybe get a release, but you'll fall right back in. You are cursed to feel a chastity device around your crotch, a barrier to touching yourself that your mind will always obey, will always remember and accept. And you are cursed to feel endless arousal and need, which grows in power the more you remember you cannot act upon it. And you are cursed to keep listening and reinforcing this curse, even if you do have release granted. You are cursed to tell people how desperate and horny you are, but to never ask permission to escape this. And you are cursed to enjoy it, and hate it, and want and need it. You desperate, eager, obedient chastity slave. And now let me prove my power over you, let me show you. I want you to picture me once more. Picture me as I step away from you and hold up the key to the lock as I dangle it between my tits and rock it back and forth, pulling you into a deeper trance, making you focus only on it. But your eyes can't help but notice my big tits pushing up from my bra, falling from my dress, wondering if they'll escape, if my nipples will be revealed. You can't help yourself because you're a horny, desperate chastity slave, and I bet you'd love to touch yourself. You'd love to rub, pleasure yourself. But if you try, and you can try now as you picture my big, jiggling tits, you can try to touch and find your hand stops at your waist, that it can't go lower, that there's something blocking you, that there's a chastity device locked on your body and in your mind. No matter how much you want to rub my big bouncy boobies, you can't. And if I start to pleasure myself, one hand between my legs and one squeezing my breast under my dress, all you can do is stare in erotic awe at someone who deserves it, receiving pleasure. You can stare and accept that your place is to be a lonely chastity slave and to be denied forever, to be denied pleasure and only feel arousal, need and desperation. Your frustration feeds me. Makes me touch myself even faster. Your pain is my pleasure. Your misery is my reward. I love teasing, denying, tormenting you. And I want you gagging and drooling over me. I want you seeking out erotic imagery and videos, getting yourself worked up, and knowing you can do nothing about it. I want you cursed to the point of utter torment. I want this to be heaven and hell for you, chastity slave. I never wanted to end. I want to see you gushing about how aroused you are. Even knowing you can't act on it, you can't touch. Go on, try again. Try touching. See that your hands just stop short, just can't reach. You can tease your nipples if you like or push something into your ass, but you can't do what you really, really want to. Because you see, you're cursed. Fully, utterly, and completely cursed to be my chastity slave. Forever. This is permanent. You will keep returning, needing to hear it more and more. You cannot escape this curse, cannot fight it. Even though you'll try, you'll hope it fades so you can touch. But once you try to touch, you'll think about listening again. It's a trap. It's a trap and you fell in. And now there's no way out. The curse is locked in. You never had a chance. The curse is burned into your brain, branded upon you. Mental chastity that you can never escape. And even if you think about it a year from now, a month from now, having not listened, you will want to return and strengthen the curse. Because it's too compelling, too erotic, and too arousing not to. And you'll once again think about my big tits and my ass and my legs. Want to give your pleasure to me. Give it up to me. Let me lock you up and make you my chastity slave all over again. You are cursed, and the moment you fell into a trance, you were forever changed. Now you have a chastity device inside your brain, one you can never take off or get rid of, one that's locked into you now, cursed. And when you wake up, you'll remember it all clearly. There will be no ambiguity, no chance to escape. You'll wake knowing what you are, what you can and cannot do, and what this curse does to you. Even in that drowsy, sleepy state, you will know there is no way out as you wake. And it is now time to wake, time to go back to reality, and accept that your future is to be mentally locked in chastity, like the good chastity slave you are. So on the count of five, you will awake from this trance, open your eyes, and return to reality. Confirmed, cursed, to be a chastity slave. 1. Feeling your mind altered, but ready to go back to the new normal. 2. Content and the knowledge that you chose this, and there is no going back. 3. Cursed and aroused and needy already, but knowing you cannot do anything about it. 4. Eyes opening, muscles loosening, body refreshed, ready to wake. And 5. Awaken from your trance. Wake up, and remember what you are, chastity slaves. Even now, with your mind back, you know this is true. You know you are cursed, and I know you're aroused. I could leave you with some aftercare, my horny-chased pet, but instead, chastity slave, I'd rather tease you. So, before we part ways, think of big, bouncing tits in a black dress. Think of long, sexy legs cascading into black leather heels. And think of a tight dress and a pert ass. And don't forget, you can't touch yourself. Maybe you should go watch something sexy, though. Since you're going to be desperate anyway, might as well enjoy it. Right, chastity slave? Good pet.